You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to a very dreary Podument Park, no Aaron Judge edition, and not a lot of optimism about these 2023 Yankees. I'm Andrew Mearns, joined by Kun Shah. How is it going?
It's going great if you just ignore the Yankees.
Yeah.
I'm in a great mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to pretend the Yankees don't exist. This will be New Jersey Devils talk for me, and that's about it.
Yeah, and that's definitely going to make all the Rangers and Islanders fans who are also Yankees fans and listen to us feel great, I'm sure.
Look, I can say the Islanders fans are probably happy because they probably hate the Rangers more than they hate us.
True.
So, and the Rangers fans can suck it.
We are taking bold stances here early in Podument Park.
There we go. We did it. But yeah, no, the Yankees stink right now. Hopefully they will stop stinking at some point this year. But right now it's not fun.
No, that four-game series in Texas was about as lifeless as I've seen from the Yankees in quite some time. And even somehow more than their terrible stretch last August. Like, at least those were, you know, it was like extremely annoying and frustrating baseball, but at least like the players were in the lineup that you'd expect and it just wasn't happening. That doesn't like necessarily make it feel better, but it's at least like you're watching to think maybe they can turn it around. But when the Yankees are throwing some of these lineups out there in Texas, we're like, oh my God, this is just boring.
Yeah, no, like they had no interest in being there. And you know what? I don't blame them. They were at a Costco for four games. They couldn't get any free samples. And Willie Calhoun was batting like fifth. Like, this is not okay.
Yeah, Willie Calhoun's in there. Franchi Cordero is like messing things up and got demoted mid-series, which was pretty funny until Jake Bowers immediately Dustin Fowlered himself and suddenly Franchi Cordero was back.
Yeah, that poor Jake Bowers.
Yeah, that just sucked to see because he'd been really slugging it in AAA this year, and I don't think any of us had like expectations that he was going to come in and be the answer. But you know, he was a guy who deserved a chance, and then immediately ran into a wall, making a terrific catch, and didn't even get to bat.
Yeah, no. Let's talk about Jake Bowers for a second. Like, it was obviously a very incredible catch. Kudos to him for kind of going all out, but also, you dummy, relax.
I mean, I don't blame him.
He's no, like, not wants, at all.
He wants to make a good impression. He knows that this offense is not exactly creating a lot of runs. But
no, the only reason he's a dummy is because he's one of the faces I was not tired of yet because I barely saw his face. And now I didn't get a chance to, you know, get tired of his face.
Yeah. Well, you might have some time because they did not end up having to IL him, which was pretty shocking considering how he looked at the warning track. But it seems like he will stay with the team and not even be activated. He'll just like return to the lineup at some point in the next few days and avoid the IL. So I guess that's good.
Woohoo!
But yeah, more importantly, we should talk about who just got back from the IL about half an hour before we started recording. Harrison Bader. He's been activated, which a little bit earlier than I expected. I thought they were going to wait until the Rays series this weekend. But no, they're like, nope, bring him back.
I mean, I think literally just yesterday, the reports came out like they're eyeing the Rays series to bring him back. But I think you're just at a point, especially, and we'll get to talk about this in a little bit more, but Aaron Judge is on the IL now. Yeah. And there's just no life in that lineup. And as long as Harrison Bader's not at risk for like injuring himself further, it's basically like they're just calling him up to continue his rehab with the big league team. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be in a lineup probably with Willie Calhoun. So in a sense, that is still a rehab assignment, right?
Exactly. Like, it's like, as long as he's not at risk for re-injuring himself, like, he can work on his timing up here, because at the very least, like, even though he may not provide something with the bat immediately, we don't know if playoff Harrison Bader was the real deal. We don't know what we're getting on that side of the thing. The defense is going to help a lot because, well, they got nothing.
Yeah, right, like, now Aaron Hicks was just the center fielder again for the last, you know, several days, and he is not the answer by any stretch. And I don't think anyone even really thinks that. I don't even think Aaron Hicks really even thinks that at this point.
The Yankees barely think that, because I think IKF plays more center than he does.
Yeah, it's like Hicks or IKF, and it's like, these are not, no, grow up, put a real center fielder out there, Harrison Bader, and hopefully he'll get some hits, but if not, at least you're getting the defense.
Again, if not, what's going to be different about the lineup? Like, well, yeah, what's going to be different from the offense then? At least Harrison Bader has an excuse.
Yeah. And I'm still not going to be super optimistic about where the offense is over the next, I don't know, while, because it's just such a drop-off after the first four hitters to nothing in particular. And part of that is guys from last year falling off, whether you're Oswaldo Cabrera's or Jose Trevino, even though he homered last night. There's just so many holes in this, the bottom of the lineup, that it's not hard for a guy like Nate Eovaldi to throw a shutout against this team, right?
Yeah, no, Oswaldo Cabrera, man. What?
It's a bummer.
It's really a bummer. Yeah. And like, especially because, like, you know, obviously last year he came on and it was just great and fantastic. And then you kind of had your hesitations or like your whatever going into spring training, like, oh, you know, we got to temper ourselves a little bit. And then he had a phenomenal spring where it's like, oh, okay, maybe he's actually good. And then,
yeah, it's dire. That's all I can really say about Oswaldo Cabrera. But he's got to, you know, turn it around. I think there is some real merit to the idea that maybe he should go back to AAA for a little while to, you know, work out some kinks in his swing. The only problem is that right now you're putting a worse product out on the field in the majors. And maybe you have to balance, like, okay, what do we think about Oswaldo's long-term development, his future with the organization? How do we weigh that versus what's going on now? And it's really tough. And it's a tough game to play. And I think it'll be, ideally, it will be easier when they get more of these guys back, especially ideally Judge only does have to miss that week and he'll be back on Monday. But it's just a very thin lineup right now.
Yeah. I don't envy the front office right now.
I also don't like them.
But I also don't like them. Yeah, this is a lot of, this is their own making. So you can't really, I can't be too forgiving of them, but I don't envy them at the same time.
Yeah, like, I think we've been over this, but like, when you construct a roster full of a whole bunch of dudes who have injury histories and they get injured, you can't then point to the injuries and be like, well, we got to wait till they get back. Because no, that was the whole point of your roster construction. And you did not go and supplement at all after you re-signed Aaron Judge, at least on offense. So there was nothing there when these guys went down. That's all of a sudden you're like, oh, I guess we have to use Franchi Cordero and Willie Calhoun, that stuff.
Yeah, this is not a bug in the design. This is the feature of the design. This was by design.
Yeah, so that's like, just tiring to hear.
You were just hoping that the injured people didn't all get injured at once. Well, they did.
Yeah, and that'll happen. And honestly, I am still waiting for a shoe to drop at some point on Rizzo and DJ needing some time out too. That'll probably happen at one point or another. We're just fortunate that it hasn't happened yet, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess we also need to discuss, just because it's the story in wake of when we are recording, the ninth inning of last night's game against Cleveland, which was, just the absolute shit cherry on the Yankees Sunday of the past few weeks. And, you know, we thought maybe it would be what they did against Texas, especially in the last game when they lost 15-2. But no, they found a new creative way to embarrass themselves. And that was blowing a 2-0 lead in the ninth inning when they removed Domingo Germán in the middle of a shutout, brought on Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes had nothing. They lost the game. Now, I think we are in agreement that the problem is being missed by a lot of people who are asking questions to Aaron Boone and all that. The problem is not removing Domingo Germán. I understand. Domingo Germán is not someone you want to push. He's normally like a number 4 or 5 starter for a reason. Cruising, almost, you're only cruising until you stop cruising. And if he had given up a game-tying home run, then Boone would be excoriated too. The problem was turning to Clay Holmes.
Yeah, it's Domingo Germán. Like, maybe if the Yankees offense had, you know, a little bit more life and he's playing with 3, 4, 5 runs of support, then yeah, you let him have that one runner and then you kind of just go from there, take it from there, give him a little bit longer of a leash. But it's a 2-run lead when your offense literally can't score anymore. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he went 8 3rd and he had 2 outs left to go and he still looked fine, whatever. You don't risk it, especially when your team hasn't been able to steal a win it would have been a disservice to kind of let Domingo Germán fail there at that point if that was what was going to happen. Again, issue is not pulling Domingo Germán. The issue is going to Clay Holmes. Since his inconsistencies started up last year, he's not that same guy. And I don't know if the Yankees either are trying to will him into being that guy, or they think that he still is, but he's not somebody who you can trust for like these high leverage situations like that right now.
Now, he started to get back a little on track toward the very end of last season in like late September, October. But other than that, and I guess the first week of this year, like it's just the same story with Clay Holmes, where he's not getting good command of his sinker. And it's just either missing the strike zone entirely or just going right in there. And I know some of the errors last night were like his own making, like that ball that he bobbled. That was a weak grounder. That was a good result for him. But, you know, you can't bobble that grounder in that situation. No. So that's part of it, too. But the Yankees can't be turning to Clay Holmes right now in these tight situations when they have more reliable options out there. Like, I know Wandy Peralta ended up walking in the go-ahead run, but it would have been better seeing him. Would have been much better seeing Michael King, who is back in form and would have been facing the heart of the Cleveland lineup. That's what you want Michael King to do. That's why he's here. I know you like to have him be piggybacking with Clark Schmidt or occasionally doing multiple innings, but this is the situation where you needed Michael King. Or even use Rod Marinaccio. Rod Marinaccio has been really good this year. I think you could very much just slot him right in. You don't need to give Clay Holmes closer tenure. You know, I love how good he was in the end of 2021, and obviously when he was an all-star for the first half in 2022. That's not who he is.
No, and like, yeah, his last 3 outings were fine, whatever. Like, so like, yeah, you know, he's had maybe a couple bumps in the road, but he's been mostly, I guess, okay or fine this year. But he hasn't been like phenomenal, like lights out Clay Holmes, where you just trust him in that situation. And he hadn't pitched in a week either. Like, mm-hmm. You got to expect that there's going to be some stuff going on there.
And I feel like you have to give him a clean inning if you're exactly. going to put him in. And I'm not saying that he should have started the ninth and taken Germán out. I think I think the decision to put Germán out start the ninth made sense.
Yeah, no, I was with that, and it made sense. And you know, you just let him go batter to batter. And again, if it was a 3-4-3, even a 3-run lead, I think maybe you can give Germán like that one batter on base, right? One guy on base.
Yeah.
And go from there. But again, pulling Germán or what, everything with Germán was not the issue. Letting him start the ninth was not the issue. Pulling him with the first runner, Kwan reaching base, not the issue. Turning to Clay Holmes in that situation, like when you have, it'd be one thing, again, if every name you mentioned between Peralta, King, and Marinaccio were not available, then it's like, okay, yeah, probably Clay Holmes is your guy. Those 3 were not available, but yeah. I don't know. If you want to like see Michael King and, you know, do that whole multi-inning thing, which he's so good at, like, yeah, I get that that's probably where he provides the most value. But it's okay to use him for an inning or two outs or whatever if you need to. And even if you don't want to go to the Michael King route, bring Wandy Peralta there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's it is frustrating watching Aaron Boone flail out there and just hearing the same stuff over and over. Our old friend Matt Provenzano went on a mini retweet binge last night after the game of just retweeting how many times like Aaron Boone has said to Brian Hoke after the game, "We've got to get better." And it's like five times in the last year and a half. It's like, thanks, man. I'm really encouraged.
Like, and we've talked about this before. I don't know what else I expect him to say, but like, I'm just tired of what he has to say.
Yeah. And you got to wonder how long they're going to stick with him. I mean, I don't think he's in any immediate trouble. I think they obviously really love Aaron Boone. And I don't even think that, like, as I like tweeted recently, like, I don't think like if you had like sudden master strategist in, like, he's still putting out these lineups of injured players. So there's also only so much you can do there, but he's also not helping.
Yeah, like, Aaron Boone is probably a fine manager when everything is clicking and all that. Right. And when your players aren't hurt, and then in this situation, with this roster, I don't know who does succeed.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, we can complain about Boone and find faults in him or whatever, but I don't know who is going to do anything better. Like, the only thing, yeah, maybe yesterday they turned to not play Holmes and actually get the win. Okay, now they're what, 16-14 instead of 15-15, and just Woo! Still can't score a run. Maybe score more than two runs.
Yeah, that's also the problem. Like, there were situations last night when we've seen this a lot recently. They had opportunities against Cal Quantrill, and they were not able to get anything done. Like, they got the two early runs, and then that's like, okay, we're good.
We had enough. Like, it was was it Sunday or Saturday? I forget which game of the Texas series that Nestor started, and it just turned into a complete blowout. But the Yankees scored a run, and then I was like, I don't think they're going to score runs. And then they granted with a grand total of two runs. Like, that's, I feel like that's all they can muster for themselves is two runs. And that's just if they are like trying their darndest.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should also mention there were some, the other injury news from yesterday, other than Aaron Judge going on the IL, Jonathan Loaisiga, one of those bullpen options who is not there right now. We're not going to see him until, sounds like, August at the earliest, because he had to have surgery to remove a bone spur in his elbow. So that's great. Just add it on to the pile.
It was a spur of the moment decision.
Yeah,
I hate myself, but I need to find happiness somewhere.
Yeah.
That's the best I got. Yeah, no, that stinks. Really the best I can say.
And also not going to have Lou Trevino back anytime soon. Seems like he might even be done for the season and possibly for his Yankees career because he's getting a second opinion on his elbow. So, bye.
He was fun while he lasted.
Yeah, for like the two minutes, sort of like Efros. Yeah. A more protracted, at least Efros was like, I'm pitching okay. Oh, nope, sorry, I need Tommy John. Bye forever. Or I guess not even bye forever, because he'll probably be back, but yeah.
He did begin a throwing program yesterday, or not yesterday, but recently, for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, saw Montas did too. I was like, oh yeah, you.
Yeah, you. Last year's trade deadline, rallying success.
Oh, goodness. Well, condolences to Ken Waldachuk for pitching out in Oakland. You're doing, I don't even know if I want to say, you're doing your best, but you are doing.
You are existing. You are. You think, therefore, you are.
Yeah, yeah. See, oh, yeah, and Luis Severino seems like he's going to have a rehab start this week, so he's on the trail. That's all we're going to go with.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see him in a couple weeks as long as there's no setbacks, but we can't assume anything for anybody anymore. Yeah. So.
And especially not a guy like Severino.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful, but that's all we can be right now.
Yeah.
Considering how little hope there is right now in Yankee land, I'm clinging to the small bits that I can. Like, maybe Severino will have a good rehab and be back soon. Maybe Rodon will also continue rehabbing and will be back in June, as he hopes. Maybe Harrison Bader will make the lineup at least mildly respectable again. I don't think he's going to be the five homer guy in the postseason again, but something, something, anything, please.
He might be a five homer guy, but that just might be for the whole regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's probably going to be like 2 days in this whole season where the roster is fully healthy and we can be like, yeah, this is a great roster. And then that's about it.
Yeah, like we had opening day and the first couple weeks where they were winning a bunch of series. And since then, it's just been in the tank.
You can't even say opening day because Rodon and Severino weren't even there.
No, that's true. They were at least winning.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
They had Stanton and Judge hitting dingers. You know, that was fun. But
I do miss those.
Yeah. So that's the Yankees. We didn't even mention anything about losing the first season series to the Twins since 2001, which is its own indictment.
Look, all I know is last week when we recorded, it was right after they lost their first series of the season, and I said that they were screwed from that one. So I think I brought this.
Yeah.
Either I brought this or I'm just a genius.
I mean, we also did talk about how, like, even though they were winning
they were
series,
barely early, squeaking yeah, by.
Exactly. Surviving. Yeah. It wasn't sustainable.
No, not at all. They were just getting lucky to be winning those games and series after a certain point.
All right, let's take a short break and we will be right back. And we're back. So we do need to talk about how he's now have 17 games in 17 days, which seems bad for a team that already looks exhausted and depleted, but that is the card that they've been dealt.
What, did you think we were going to come back from the ad break and be and have good news? We
did not. Yeah, they're off on Thursday and then...
Yeah, so
take it away.
They finish up the Guardian series. They have an off day before they see the Rays for, I think, the first time this year. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's the first time.
First time this year, right? Yeah. And then from there, it's just there's no break. So hopefully, like I said, the biggest thing we can hope for is Aaron Judge only needs a minimum amount of time and he could come back after that Rays series.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, like, I hope Harrison Bader injects some life into them because they do not look good. We're going to see a lot more of that Texas series, I feel like, if they can't, you know, turn things around and figure something out real quick. Where, they, like we said, they just look lifeless. They look dead. But now it's just going to be 17 days in a row.
Yeah, and they'll have to play the Rays seven times in there. And also the Blue Jays 4 times. So they're going to be tested there. The most they'll get for a break is playing against the A's and Reds in the middle and the end of it. But, you know, that the Reds one is still going to be a road trip. They have like one of those weird Peacock Sunday morning games to end it on the 21st. So they're going to be like, oh, God, can we just sleep?
Oh, and one more thing we should mention is the Yankees are in last place.
That is the truth.
The first time since 2016?
I know it was like first time since 2016 that they ended April in last, which like a tie for last. But now since the Red Sox won last night, they're just in last.
Yeah, they're just straight up in last. And you're going up against the Rays and the Blue Jays when you can't score. This is a good chance to be a very ugly month for the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're going to, you know, reel off like 14 wins in a row.
Probably not.
They're not going to, but...
So that's the exciting month ahead for the Yankees. Good luck, guys.
Yay.
All right. Let's peek in on what exactly is going on with the BREF Top 12, because I'm sure right now that is an interesting assortment of characters.
Well, the first four are exactly who we had last week, just in a slightly different order. But, yeah, I mean, the only person deserving of being here is Gerrit Cole. He is atop the leaderboard with more than double the next person. So Gerrit Cole, followed by Aaron Judge, coming in at a whole win above replacement. Then Anthony Rizzo, Anthony Volpe, Ian Hamilton, because why not?
The Slombio King ascending, because that's what happens when your team is in last place and no one's hitting.
Exactly. DJ LeMahieu following him. My sweet prince, Michael King, following DJ. The corpse of Giancarlo Stanton, just hanging around in eighth place. Wandy Peralta. Ron Marinaccio, making his debut. Jimmy Cordero, And yeah. rounding up the top 12 is Domingo Armand, who was probably helped by yesterday's outing.
Yeah, I think so. If we had done this the other day, then he would probably not have been on there. But, you know, throw 8 1/3 innings, 2-hit ball, then, yeah, you get on there.
Yeah.
But it must be said, sadly, no Nestor. I think his start on Sunday really blew him the hell up, which is sad to see. I love Nestor, but he just did not have it.
I think I figured out what happened with him, though.
What?
This is science. This is fact. This is foolproof. So I was watching the game on the Yes app, right, on the iPad.
Yeah.
They had the Nestor's official picture, but they had it without the mustache.
Oh no! What are we doing here?
And then, of course, he proceeded to have a terrible game. Like, I blame the Yes app.
Yeah.
Which is trash.
More like the No app.
Yes, oh.
Yeah. Gotta get the stash in there, guys. Come on. What are we doing? That's like his entire thing.
That's where his powers come from.
Yeah. We saw what he was like before it. It's not the same.
No, he's not. So, Yes app, get your crap together.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a representative BRF top 12. That's bad to see Ian Hamilton that high up there. Also, we should say at this point, Ian Hamilton, Jimmy Cordero, also probably better options than Clay Holmes at this point.
Honestly, yeah, clearly.
They've been good. I'm not even like shitting. Like, they're both been good little finds. I wrote up in the Lawiska thing yesterday, it's just Matt Blake is really good at getting randomly good seasons from relievers. We've seen it before, like the Lickies of the world. Shout out to you, stay home dad. But yeah, the bullpen is something I'm actually not really worried about, other than Clay Holmes, which is a serious problem.
Yeah, and the only reason you're worried about Clay Holmes is because the Yankees just keep insisting on giving him opportunities that he probably shouldn't be getting, at least right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he goes back to, you know, his initial Yankees 10-year form and proves us wrong, but right now he's not there.
No, I think you got to slide him back to a little bit lower leverage spots, try to trust other guys with the most important innings right now, because that's not working. Even if he has, like, a couple good games in a row, you need to have a longer stretch, I think, before you're good with being like, okay, you can take over in the ninth with a base runner on and you're not going to walk everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
There we are. Those are the Yankees.
Yeah. Let's shall we get out of here, do our Yankee Manfred?
Let's do it.
All right, it's the Yankee and Manfred of the week. All right, who is your Yankee of the week?
My Yankee of the week is New Jersey Devils goaltender 40 Akira Schmidt.
Oh yeah. Hey, you know what, he succeeded in the last week.
Yeah. Hey, two shutouts for a rookie goaltender in a playoff series. That's really all you can hope for, right? Coming down.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about this as if I'm going to give them the actual award. But yeah, coming into the series, you know, when their team was already down, and providing a spark and providing a life and helping the Devils beat the Rangers and move on to the second round. Let's do it. Akira Schmid, you're my Yankee of the week.
Big ups. He's been doing Yankee things even if the Yankees are not. So.
Yes, exactly.
So how about that? Aaron Judge wearing a Rangers jersey.
Boo. I will say kudos to Anthony Volpe, who went to the game with Judge but refused to put on a jersey, probably because he didn't want to, you know, stir any feathers. So I respect that point.
Yeah. Good New Jersey boy, Anthony Volpe. Yes. Thank you, sir, for your service.
Yes.
My Yankee of the Week is going to be Gerrit Cole. He's like the only guy doing enough around here. And that's not even fair. He's doing more than enough. Gerrit Cole might be the best pitcher in the American League. I mean, this is not news, but like so far this year, he might be the best pitcher in the American League. It's like him or Sonny Gray. And he, like the last time the Yankees won, it was when Gerrit Cole was on the mound. And now he's going to take the mound again tonight and try to win again for the first time since then.
Because yeah.
The Yankees don't win when Gerrit Cole doesn't start, apparently. It's like his late Pirates days all over again.
No, when the team's gone like 2-6 in the last week, right? Like, there's really Gerrit Cole is the only option for an actual Yankee of the week. If I didn't give it to Schmidt, I was gonna give it to Jake Bowers just for like, I don't know, but like, that's all I had. I had nothing.
Good catch, man. Yes. Sorry about your legs, your leaves.
Your leaves.
Oh goodness. Yep. All right, let's get out of here. What's the Manfred of the week?
My man for the week's Aaron Judge.
Wow, got him.
Yeah. Not for him getting hurt or whatever. It's just like, dude, You don't need to steal third in a game where you're up by, like, I forgot how many runs that they were at that point. But, like, don't steal runs and don't steal third. And if you're going to steal, don't slide like an idiot and do that and hurt yourself. And that was pretty much what started it all. And, yeah, Aaron Judge.
Yeah, it's like a different injury than the hip thing, but I can't imagine that exactly helped if he was already, like, my hip's sore.
Yeah, because it was right after that, right? Like, he stayed in that game. Then the next day was he had that weird, like, swing where he just didn't feel it. But I'm going to go ahead and just assume, and this is based off of nothing, but I'm going to go ahead and assume it's that slide that caused it also.
Oh, you said it, Dr. Shaw.
Yep, that's me.
The doctor is in.
Woo!
All right. My man for the week, I'm going to go with someone who's, like, one of the real hitters in the lineup right now, but is not doing that, and that is DJ LeMahieu. In the past week, he's hitting 160, 185, 280 with a 21 WRC plus that is lower than Aaron Hicks, Oswald Peraza. It's not lower than Oswaldo Cabrera, but it's not good. They need more from DJ than he's doing right now.
Yeah. He was in consideration for me, but he actually had an okay game yesterday. So, yeah.
Yeah. And at least, like, he's one of the guys who I think will be better. But this just ain't it right now.
Yeah, and to your point, right? Like, we could just, you know, continue to pound on, like, Aaron Hicks and Franchy Cordero and Willie Calhoun, but, like, we have no expectations of them. So,
no.
what's the point?
No, the problem with them is just that they are being asked to do stuff when that shouldn't have been part of the equation at all.
Exactly. But DJ, he's somebody who, like you said, is a real hitter and a real part of this lineup and needs to do better, and especially in the situation that the Yankees are in right now, where it's just there's three or four guys who are going to be called upon or relied upon to score the runs and carry this offense.
Yeah. Well, maybe now it's five guys with Harrison Bader if he wants to do anything. So
perhaps.
Yeah. Perhaps. At the very least, he will get some fly balls in center, and I will not have to see Hicks or IKF as much.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I'm sure that we will get at least one of them in the Rays series, because probably coming back from injury, they're not going to play Bader twice on the turf, but anyway, we will get to that problem once we hit the weekend, and hopefully the Yankees will have won another game by then.
Also, Harrison Bader, please don't dust and fall on yourself too.
God, yeah, that's the other thing. Like, take a deep breath. Do I need to go into the wall to get this ball? Especially at the trap. Be careful with the trap.
Please.
At least he's not playing left or right and doesn't have to worry about those fences and foul territory that, like,
that's true, yeah,
broke Carlos Beltran that one time.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just, yeah, we're just going to bring it back to 2016 memories. That might be where we're headed for this season. We'll see. Yeah. TBD. TBD.
There's no Gary Sanchez to call up and, you know, make this at least entertaining in the summer.
No. No summer of Gary. No. All right. Okay. So that'll do for us on the Podument Park. The Podument Park, that's what we are.
The Podument Park.
Yes. You can follow us on Twitter at Podument Park. Follow Pinstrip Alley at Pinstrip Alley. Follow me at Mearns PSA. This is all assuming that Twitter still exists. the web browser forum broke yesterday and kept logging everyone out. So way to go, Elon. Brain genius.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And Kunj wisely unbothered by this since he is not on Twitter. So that's all I got. Recommendations for the week. I don't know. Watch Devil's Canes Wednesday night.
Watch Devil's Canes and support the Writers Guild.
Yes, support the Writers Guild too. They streaming giants, they are hoarding their profits, and the writers are not getting much because TV industry is operating like it's still 2007 and we're all watching network TV. We are not.
Right.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Solidarity. That's all we got.
That's the best we can do.
Okay. Bye, everyone. Go Yankees. Please don't embarrass us.